Big crowd. God bless you all. I got saved 5 years ago in Kent Mission. It was a bit like today, roasting hot, a lot of people down. And I thank God that I did get saved that day, because my wife was going with the Lord for about 6-7 years. I had no intentions of giving my life to the Lord, not even one intention. And she just wanted me to keep going to the missions. We were going to the missions, we were going to conventions. And really, I never got nothing out of it, because I never came into the tent and I never listened to the word proper. So when I did finally come in, my wife got me, we were sitting at the front, and I got to give praise to the Lord, because when the Lord wants you, it's when he wants you. Because I was sitting there and I was listening to the gospel, and it was preached unbelievable that day. It was truly, it's always from God, but it was from God that day pointed to me, because it's like the Lord got me out and he pierced me. And when the Lord pierces your heart, you have to get up, because it's about the heart cry to the Lord. And when I got up, I gave my life to the Lord. And for 5 years, I've been dragging myself through mud, mire, just like all around today. We're everywhere, look. But for 5 years, I've came this far. 5 years of trials, tribulations. But before I gave my life to the Lord, I was in my family, there's four brothers of us and all my cousins, everything. I was a goody two-shoes. I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I'd never partied. I didn't do all that. I never even had a fight in my life. I was just a goody two-shoes to everybody. But a goody two-shoes will not get to heaven. And I realised that the day that I thought I was all right on that seat. And when the Lord talked to me, I know I wasn't good enough for the Lord. So I said to you here today, if you think you're as higher or better than the Lord, you're not walking with the Lord, come to the Lord, know the Lord. Because I was a sinner. Every day I sinned, even though I thought I wasn't a sinner. I never done those bad things. I'd look at people, well, he's badder than me. You know what I mean? All that carry on. But I thank God today that I'm here. And there's no more exit. If you want an exit today, the exit is in the form of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lord.